G'day, welcome to Pauline's Thursday Ponderings. Over to you, Pauline.
If you listened to my last devotion on judging, you will have heard some strong warnings against judging others. However, we are encouraged to judge in the sense of using discernment. Luke 12, verse 57 says, "Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right?" John 7, verse 24 says, "Stop judging by mere appearances, instead judge correctly." And 1 Corinthians 2, verses 15 and 16 say, "The person with a spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Jesus tells Simon that he is judged correctly in Luke 7, verse 43. Hebrews 5, verse 14 says that solid food is for the mature Christian, who by constant use have trained themselves to discern what is good and what is evil. Discernment is listed as a gift of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 10. So it's clear that judging in a discerning way is supposed to be part of a Christian's life. So what is the key? It is the help of the Holy Spirit. Jesus had the delicate balance. He knew what was in people and was realistic about sin, but he did not come to condemn. 1 John 3, verse 17 is clear about that. It says, "God did not send his Son to condemn the world, but to save the world." His motive in discerning sin in people was always one of love. So next time you go to judge, ask for guidance from the Holy Spirit and wisdom as to whether you should open your mouth. If you have a judgmental thought which is condemning, ask for forgiveness.
Thanks, Pauline. See you all again real soon on Partakers. Bye.